96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We are saluting the class of 2017 with the newest political star on Capitol Hill, HBCU's Day of Action, and the new face of Walter Reed. We're talking all things Howard University tonight with President Dr. Wayne Frederick. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Frederick, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Dr. Frederick, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We've got a lot to talk about today. It's been really, really busy during this first quarter or so of 2017. Let's first of all talk about, you know, the, you could call it the elephant in the room, the good news coming out of the Charter Day event. Talk to me about the money.
So, you know, we celebrated our 150th anniversary on March 2nd, and that obviously gave us an opportunity to reflect on where the university has been, where we are presently, and where we're heading. This event was certainly a record breaker for us. We raised $1 million more than we've ever raised in terms of revenue coming in, and our net from the event was $1.2 million. And when you consider that we did two major events back to back, the museum event, which I think was very, very well received, and then we followed that with Charter Day dinner, we could not raise money and charge for the museum event because of it's a federal property and organization. So all things said, I think the team needs to be congratulated. The development and alumni relations staff need to be congratulated. They did that under interim leadership. We met weekly and really laid it out. They did not take in any outside help. It just shows the best of Howard, and I think it was really a great way for us to celebrate. We changed some things about the format as well that I think people were really pleased with. And so overall, I was just really, really happy with the event and the format, and of course the proceeds, which are going to all go to student scholarships.
So what do you attribute raising that kind of money, considering that it's been difficult for not just Howard but a lot of schools, particularly HBCUs, to raise money? So is it the financial climate? Was there something that you did specifically to make some changes in how you were bringing donors in?
Yeah, we courted corporate sponsorship was one. We raised the price as well, because I think for a marquee event, we have undersold that event in the past, to be quite honest. I looked at some other universities as well as some other institutions that were celebrating 20th anniversaries and so on, charging $1,000 a ticket. And here we are having a fundraiser to celebrate, you know, Howard University's 150th, and I felt we needed to raise the price, and you know, pricing it well, you know, was good. And like I said, it was completely sold out as well. And I know that there were concerns about the prices, et cetera, but I think when we look at the need that our students have, we have to be meeting that need.
And speaking of which, $1.2 million, so what's the goal for the use of that money?
Yeah, so that money is going to go directly to students' financial aid, supporting students' ability to matriculate here at Howard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things about Howard University. Got a big star coming as the commencement speaker, the second black woman to be a U.S. Senator, Kamala Harris from California. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a very, very significant moment for us. In the fall of last year, fall of 16, our Howard magazine, I wanted it to focus on the Howard woman. And that was one of the most well-received publications that we've had. of the Howard Magazine. I think we have not told the story about the Howard woman like we did then. And this is a continuation of that as we celebrate our 150th anniversary. And what I'm also happy to announce is that all of our honorees this year, we'll have four honorees, and they're all African-American women. We'll honor Anna Pauline Murray, better known as Pauline Murray, who we'll honor posthumously, was a Howard Law School grad, first Episcopalian female priest, you know, just a Renaissance woman in the civil rights era, great role model. And I think our students getting to know her over the next couple of weeks as we try to tell her story to the world. It's going to be important. We'll honor Dr. Eleanor Traylor, former Department of English chair here at Howard. Again, just a very, very well-acclaimed academic. And I think one of the things that I've consistently been trying to do is to make sure that we also honor our own. And the fourth person will be Maureen Bunyan, who, again, I think has been an icon and a stalwart of professionalism in the media business. And I have to tell you, I still get an immense joy and pleasure out of calling these people and informing them, and just the reaction that they have is absolutely priceless. So
yeah, I was going to ask you, let's talk about, you know, Maureen Bunyan, always known for her class and her grace. And for those who, you know, aren't, you know, completely familiar, of those of a certain age, young people, she was one of the founding members of the National Association of Black Journalists. Certainly, you know, a great journalist, TV journalist in her own right, and has been around for many, many years. Unfortunately, no longer on the air here, much to the chagrin of many of us. But what did she say when you spoke to her?
Yeah, I mean, she was overwhelmed. She was very touched that Howard University would choose to honor her in this way. And again, I think the connection that people feel, especially a local icon like her, I think it really resonated with me in terms of her reaction and how much she was humbled by it. But just as importantly, how much she recognized that we are appreciative of what she has done to the landscape for all the things that we believe in.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We had some really big news this week with the groundbreaking of the parks at Walter Reed. This Howard University Hospital participating in this ambulatory medical care. Explain to me exactly how that works.
So the major Walter Reed site, the city, once that was turned over to them, once Walter Reed was moved, really looked at and gave many businesses in D.C. an opportunity to bid for, as it were, for different types of projects that we would want to bring in there. One of the projects they accepted from us was for us to put an ambulatory healthcare facility there. So this would be no acute care, would be done no inpatient care, no emergency room, but we'd be able to do things like have doctor's offices for primary care physicians. We're thinking about putting a surgery center in there for in and out surgery, for same day surgery, things like cataracts and those types of things we'd be able to do in there. And so that's what we're working on now. So this project is finally moving forward under the Balzer administration, and we're very thankful for the opportunity to participate. I think this would be a very, very fantastic project and a part of the city that I think people would really be drawn to as well.
Was this part of a broader plan as you made decisions about how the university was going to deal with the hospital?
Absolutely. I was involved as the deputy provost in health sciences and as well prior to that as the associate dean for clinical affairs. And I think as we were thinking about the hospital and where the hospital business was going, the mindset has been that we need to build an ambulatory healthcare network. Insurance companies are interested in keeping people out of the hospital. And that's the antithesis of what you would think as you think of a hospital business. It really should be for acute care and for absolute necessary hospitalizations, but not for the types of things that we often see in our emergency room at present. But I think what we have to do is to build our network so that we can meet the patients where they are. And I think that would prevent them from coming to the emergency room for things that don't require acute care.
The other thing that has come up, and we may have to talk about more of this on the other side, Google's partnership, Howard West, what is that about specifically?
So when you look at the diversity or lack of it in Silicon Valley, it is a very troubling number. And I felt very strongly that we should be out there looking at opportunities. So I was appointed in July of 2014, October of 2014. I took a trip out to Silicon Valley. I visited Google, Facebook, and Yahoo, and started making the case that a tighter connection was necessary. The culture in Silicon Valley is very, very different to the culture here at Howard. And it's hard to recreate that culture in Silicon Valley. There's subtle things and there are bigger things. I went out there for the press conferences the week that we released the information. And I was dressed as I am now in a suit and tie, and everybody else was in jeans and sneakers and T-shirt or hoodie, you know.
Hold that point, because I want to hear more about that culture, too, and I'm sure our listeners would as well. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to Howard University President Dr. Wayne Frederick about all things Howard University. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Wes Hall is in for Jeff Brown with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.